Well, AJ may have read every volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica, but now let's turn to a man who's trying to rewrite all the definitions in the English language in verse. Chris Strolin's putting together the Omnificent English Dictionary in limerick form. His website, which is called the OEDILF, solicits original limerick definitions for each and every word in the English language. So far, he's accepted 6,228 limericks. Chris Strolin joins us from Avatar Studios in St. Louis. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And could you give us an idea what a limerick definition from the dictionary is?
Certainly. One we enjoy using as an example is our definition of the word abnormal. Abnormal means deviant or strange, or out of the usual range, such as leaves that are blue, or a mauve cockatoo, or a cabbie who has the right change.
That's very good. Now, who came up with that?
Well, that came from one of our members in England. His name is Richard English, which is a fantastic name for a person who lives in England. And we have writers from all over the globe, many people in England, quite a few in Australia, and it's getting bigger and better every day, spreading all over the world in a huge hurry.
Hmm. Now, limericks, we should remind ourselves, have a definite and disciplined rhyme scheme, don't they?
That's correct. A limerick has to have 5 lines. It has to have its first, second, and fifth lines rhyme, and the third and fourth lines have to rhyme, and it's in anapest meter, that familiar da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da that we're all...
Yeah. Well, give us a couple more examples, if you could, please.
Certainly. The definition of attention. Mm-hmm. The attention I got from my dance, I assure you, was not due to chance, nor my drunk serenade to the lamp in its shade. 'Twas because I'd forgotten my pants. Now, what we're doing is rewriting our dictionary. We're writing our dictionary in order. We're going from A straight through to Z. We'll finish up with all the words beginning with AA mm-hmm. before we go on to the words beginning with AB, then AC, etc. And we're now up to the AT words.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody has a good idea for a letter, for a word that begins ZI, they better save it for a long time.
Or bequeath it to their grandchildren, yes. Yeah. Because we take every single word that exists, including some very, very difficult words. We've got anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Of course. You just say anti-disestablishmentarianism and the limerick's over.
Yeah, basically, you're halfway through it.
Yeah.
Ever since England's church had a schism, they have faced much sectarianism. But for me, that won't fly, so I practice anti-disestablishmentarianism.
That is terrific. Who wrote that?
That was a fellow by the name of Seth Brown, American.
What's your hope eventually, that this will be a living resource for people to perhaps be even more intrigued by the language?
Most definitely, yes. And we are serious about establishing this as a dictionary. Now, obviously, it's not going to be your first source of information, but it will be the most readable dictionary on the face of the earth.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing people just could thumb through just for the sheer pleasure of the wordplay.
Most definitely. We are looking for new people, and we'd love to have you on board.
Well, Chris J. Strolin, editor and founder of the Omnificent English Dictionary in limerick form. The website is www.oedilf.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.